Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
There is little doubt that the truce in Yemen, which came into effect in early April of last year, significantly improved the conditions in the country. The truce, originally meant to stay in effect for 2 months, was extended until October 2nd. But even after the agreement expired, hostilities have not returned to pre-truce levels, and civilian casualties are down. The sides continue to display general willingness to seek solutions, but this still needs to translate into concrete steps. In particular, a clear agreement on the way forward that includes restarting an inclusive Yemeni political process, said UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Hans Grundberg. Nonetheless, despite these hopeful signs, the developments in Yemen are a mixed bag of progress towards a political settlement and a reversion to fighting. On one hand, Yemen is experiencing the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with some 80% of the population in need of humanitarian aid. On the other hand, Saudi Arabia has just pledged a $1.2 billion donation. The United States welcomes Saudi Arabia's recent announcement of $1.2 billion in budget support for the Republic of Yemen government, which can help mitigate the worst consequences of the dire economic situation, said United States Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
But more attention and financial support are needed to address Yemen's economic and humanitarian crisis, especially at a time when the UN's response effort in Yemen remains grossly underfunded. Houthi attacks on maritime shipping are also exacerbating the humanitarian crisis. We strongly condemn these senseless attacks, which impede much-needed oil-export avenues that fund basic services.
On the one hand, 5 UN staff members were recently released by an extremist group which had kidnapped them in February 2022. On the other hand, numerous others are still in captivity. The United States welcomes the release of the 5 UN personnel who were kidnapped in the southern governorate of Abyan last year, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Too many innocent people are still in detention, including wrongfully targeted individuals and religious minorities, as well as members of the United States' locally employed staff who've been detained in Sana'a for over a year and a half. We call for the release of all those who have been unjustly detained, including 11 Yemeni Baha'i and Levi Mahabi.
Ultimately, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, only a durable and inclusive political resolution between the parties can ease the suffering of the Yemeni people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.